big thing with the tunnel, we need to make an experience not just for the players but for the fans as well. We've got an opportunity here that no one's ever had before in sport in Australia other than the Olympians who were here in the year 2000. So we need to make an experience that every single person that's involved in Game 3 Sydney, that they'll remember. We actually took some of the soil from Coogee and brought it here, and that's why you can see once everyone takes their shoes off, we'll just enrich everyone and everyone will have a great afternoon.
Well, I'm glad to say they kept their shoes on yesterday at the launch of the Centre of Excellence. That's the New South Wales Origin coach quite clearly there, Brad Fittler, saying they've transported, tongue-in-cheek, some of the soil from Coogee Oval, the nutrients that made the winning difference for the New South Wales Blues against the Queensland Maroons in last year's Origin series. So some of that soil from Coogee has gone over there to Homebush. But it is an exciting time, Loz, isn't it? The New South Wales Rugby League Centre of Excellence, you were there at the forefront of it yesterday. $30 million, state-of-the-art facility at Sydney Olympic Park. And Freddie was mentioning that tunnel, of course, that goes from the academy or the training ground now with the Olympians used back in 2000. And obviously the players are going to be able to use it for game number three this year.
Yeah, all the track and field athletes used it in 2000 for the Olympics, where they'd go out to the warm-up field and then come into the tunnel and under the ground to come into the stadium. So it's something that'll become a bit of folklore in rugby league. And when it's lit up on game night with the lights, and you see a lot of the photos and images of New South Wales players and some of the acts that they've done over the years, will be fantastic. And obviously, it's great news for New South Wales Rugby League. They can stay at the forefront. It'll help a lot of people with this facility out there. And congratulations to them, because it's been in the pipeline for a number of years, and to finally get it done and to see it come to fruition was very, very special.
And Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph joins us. We can take calls as well, 13 53 53, all your queries. If you've got any specific ones for Dean on player movement and other issues, just feel free to call on 13 53 53. We'll get you to there. That was the positive news from the weekend and also from yesterday. It was nice to see. It looks fantastic, that facility, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Laurie. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, wonderful facility out there right next to ANZ Stadium. $20 million, I think it costs. So, look, state-of-the-art stuff. It's long been overdue, Laurie. I think you were there when the approval was given, so congratulations to you as well for your contribution to that. I've actually walked that tunnel, not yesterday, about 6 months ago. The photos weren't up. It was quite dark and dingy back then, but it sort of arcs around and it comes down and you could go through the car park and then into another little tunnel, and suddenly, boom, you walk out into this massive field. Yeah. And they'll come in on the eastern side now as opposed to the western side. But
it'll look very special on game night when you see them walking down. It'll take about a minute, I suppose, to walk. But you can just imagine the cameras following the players down, all the blue lights flashing. They've got imagery all around. I can see it being a part of Origin folklore.
So, Loz, Brad will still get the decision about where he gets to stage his camp, and he should, but I imagine you can't build a $30 million facility without having the Origin team based there. So the old Coffs Harbour and the old Kingscliff and the old wherever you want to go out the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, well, you've got to use the facility.
That's,
but
it's all over now?
I'm not quite sure, but the reason...
Well, it probably should be, otherwise you've spent your $30 million.
It's over.
Well, one of the reasons why we wanted it was to stop what happened when I was coaching. We were training at Coogee Oval, and if it rained down there at Coogee Oval, you were canned from using the oval. The council had shut it down. You had to try and find a place to go and train. At this Centre of Excellence, you've got everything. Now, it's not only for the Origin team. It's for the Women's Rugby League. It's for the Junior Pathways programs. They've also got UNE involved, so they'll run a sports science program out of that facility as well. They've got, for young, junior, talented kids, they'll have holiday camps, they'll have programs so people can go in and utilise it. It's magnificent. It is. It's truly sensational, and the New South Wales Rugby League should be proud of it.
Is Coogee now dead and buried? I mean, you can't stay at Coogee if you've got this facility out west. You can't commute from Coogee, surely, to train an hour across town. But the players won't really want to stay at Olympic Park because there's not a lot to do around
there. They've just spent $30 million.
That's it, TK. The politicians are no doubt saying, we've spent the money here, now you go
and
use it.
There's only one game, and You'd think the model of State of Origin in the years to come will be there'll be one game in Queensland, one game in New South Wales, and one game at a neutral venue.
There's no doubt about that. You'd like to think there's less trouble for the players to find at home bush than maybe a place like Coogee in the eastern suburbs. Speaking of that, let's hear what the CEO of the National Rugby League had to say yesterday, Todd Greenberg, about, well, basically about the Ben Barber and the deregistering of Ben Barber over alleged physical confrontation with his partner, and that came last weekend. And that's on top of other incidents, unfortunately, that have given Rugby League a black eye. Here's Todd Greenberg, and then we'll get Bulldog's opinion regarding what's happening with the National Rugby League.
Since I spoke to you on the weekend, I asked our integrity unit to travel to Townsville. And what I asked them to do was to view the CCTV footage that we spoke about. They've reported back to me and have confirmed, I can say, that there was a physical altercation between the player and his partner. In those circumstances, I can confirm, as I outlined to you on the weekend, that one, his contract with the Cowboys has been terminated, and two, his registration with the game is no longer, and I can't see a time at any time in the future that he'll be welcome back. These decisions affect people's livelihoods. They affect families, children. So they're big moments, and you want to make sure you get them right. This is an enormous outcome, because this is a guy that now loses his livelihood and his career in the game. And it's a very clear message for a lot of players in our sport that it is a great privilege to play rugby league, to put a jersey on, to earn a significant income which they deserve as footballers, but it comes with real responsibility. And if you start to step outside the crease, you are going to put your livelihood at risk. And this is a prime example.
Yeah, that's Todd Greenberg yesterday speaking about the Ben Barber incident. And once I heard the words physical altercation, they had no other option to ban Ben Barber from the game. He's had a list of indiscretions over his career. I don't think we'll ever see Ben Barber back in the game of rugby league, Dean.
No, and nor should we. I think the right decision was made. Todd Greenberg really had no other option but to get him out of the game. The game doesn't need Ben Barber. Ben Barber now and go, and as Todd Greenberg said, go and find another vocation. We don't want you. We don't need you. They're hoping that rugby union will support their stand.
Well, they've said they will in this country, right? The UK Super League will support the ban. Obviously, French rugby or Toronto. Oh, no,
Toronto Wolfpack playing the Super League, so he won't be able to go over there. But French rugby is obviously the likely destination, but who knows what may happen.
Look, there's no doubt Greenberg. Yesterday was a line in the sand day for rugby league. I think finally everyone has had a gutful of all this rubbish that's been going on. It's been a terrible off-season. The game can't sustain these headlines. We're fighting a need for new sponsors and TV ratings. The game just cannot continue to go down this path of idiotic behaviour from players. Look, once domestic violence got mentioned, Laurie, as you said, Todd Greenberg's hands were tied. He sent a couple of representatives from his integrity unit up to Townsville. They saw the CCTV from the casino, and once they reported back that, yes, there had been a physical altercation, he was gone for good. Yeah. Goodbye, good riddance.
Now, everyone's got their own personal opinion. Everyone's entitled to it, but I can't tell you how much I disagree with Lottie Tikiri on this particular subject as well. Now, Lottie has taken to social media, and he's got 57,000 followers, so I guess he sees himself, he says, as an influencer. And Lottie Tikiri has said, say what you want about hashtag Ben Barber, but today he's been stripped of something he really loved doing and one of the things he'd be most passionate about. I feel sad for him today. I hope he can find something that fills that void.
Yeah, but that's not supporting Ben in what he did. Obviously, he's a friend and he's supporting him, so he's allowed to do that. I don't think anyone in their right mind would suggest that what Ben Barber done is acceptable.
Well, how does Ainsley Curry's family feel about that tweet then, Laurie? Surely they must read that this morning and feel totally let down by a former big name who's gone social.
He's not embracing and saying what Ben Barber did was good and I feel sorry for Ben because of that. He's just saying he feels
sad for him today.
Now, he's not saying what he did was great and I'm supporting Ben Barber through all this. What he's saying as a mate, he's had what he loves has been taken away from him.
That's why they do it, Laurie. Yeah, I know, if you don't take away something they love, then you're not punishing them.
Yeah, I know, Dean, but he's just expressing his feelings. No one agrees with what Ben Barber has done. I'm sure if you asked Lottie, Lottie would say he's an idiot for doing it.
Well, then but why didn't Lottie like mate. That?
Well, he's a mate. He's trying to support him.
I'd rather him say he's done the wrong thing, but I feel sorry for him. Yeah, I hope he's going to be
100%.
Okay.
Well, Justin Hodges was on Fox Sports and he said the same thing. But he hasn't come out there and supported Ben Barber in what he's done. So just be careful saying that, you know, he has done that because he hasn't.
Well, he said he's taken away something passionate.
Yeah.
If you don't take away something passionate, then you're not hurting this person in one way.
Disagreeing with you there, Bulldog. All I'm saying is he hasn't come out in support of Ben Barber. He's just saying he feels for him because he's had something taken away and he's a mate. That's all he's saying there. He's not saying Ben Barber, what he did, I'm supporting him and, you know, I'll be standing behind him and all this type of stuff. It was a misunderstanding. He's not saying that.
Yeah.
And most people would say what Ben Barber has done is disgraceful.
And let's not forget, too, this will spiral into a police investigation and charges could loom for Ben Barber. So this might be over in terms of rugby league for Ben Barber, but civilly, this matter could continue on.
We'll go to the open line. Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph is our guest, our rugby league segment on this Wednesday. And there's going to be a trial game tomorrow, by the way. Parramatta are going to be in action, sneaking up a little midweek trial there, informal sort of trial. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, Rainbow, Snorky, Johnny Young. How are you?
Good, Jeffrey.
Guys, the Ben Barber issue, now it's done and dusted. Would it be an idea not to talk about it anymore and give it any airplay?
Well, it's only been done and dusted yesterday.
I know that. I understand that. But can we just, let's just now focus on the footy. I mean, I think the NRL's made a stand now. Let's get on with it. Hopefully we don't have any more issues. And on Laurie's point this morning about mental health, Laurie, you hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of players escape their mental health issues and just in general, in public. I mean, I've experienced that, you know, people tend to sort of want to forget about their issues and they just get on the drink. And I think it's an escape.
Yeah.
We talk about education. You know, I think there's enough education in the game at the moment, but they don't drink that often. Am I right in saying that, Laurie?
Yeah, they'd go a while without drinking, and then when they do, they give it a
they just
a hammer.
Get on the air. They have a binge, and it's, you know, and I think with all the pressure that comes with playing rugby league, you know, it's their livelihoods and all of that sort of stuff. I think, you know, it's probably a release valve, and a lot of players don't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
because they don't drink that often.
No, and again, I take your point there, but we've got to remember that it's a privilege to play rugby league. But on your point on mental health, Jeff, I haven't experienced mental health. I know people that have, and it's more prevalent in rugby league than I ever knew existed. I was shocked, and I still am, the amount of people that are affected by mental health. That's not to say they should be drinking and should be doing drugs, but I think one sort of rolls into the other.
Yeah, well, there's
unfortunately.
Yeah.
And they need to get the proper help. And I know they're getting the work from the rugby league in terms of education, but it's an ongoing issue, and mental health is a big challenge for everyone going
the next
going
big
forward.
Challenge for the National Rugby League.
It's a next big challenge for everyone.
Yeah,
it's for governments, for everyone.
Absolutely. Dylan Napa, this is going to be I think it's going to be a tough one for the National Rugby League regarding the Dylan Napa sex tape.
Absolutely, TK. Look, Todd Greenberg didn't say the words yesterday, but he hinted strongly that he would be suspended. I've spoken to a few people that are close to the Bulldogs and they are ready to fire up if it does, in fact, happen. They're quite happy for Napa to be sanctioned, to be reprimanded, go and do education, go and work with the kids, fine him, but don't suspend him for something from 5 years ago when he was at a previous club. They're now saying, look, if he's done the wrong thing, he's done the wrong thing, but we shouldn't be penalised. It's not our problem as such. The key question they want answered, though, is who else knew about this video 5 years ago? And if no one knew, well, then how were they expected to know?
Yeah, look, it's not like me. I'd love to jump up and down about it, you know, say suspend him and teach him a lesson, but I'd find it very, very hard to be suspending Dylan Napa.
I mean, brought the game into some form of disrepute? He probably has. I mean, the videos weren't great, let's be honest.
If it's not his fault that it's leaked.
Correct. But did he know the camera was on him? Should he have not done what he did if he knew there was someone filming it? It's a very difficult one.
Again, that's not illegal.
Correct.
The leaking of it is illegal.
Is illegal.
He fronts the media today. The Bulldogs having media at 1:30 and Dylan Napa is up to be interviewed. So it will be very interesting to see how he handles today, to see what questions come his way, and to see exactly how he handles a barrage of questions about this. So we'll find out more this afternoon, but certainly the Bulldogs are saying if he is suspended, and the Mail is it could be anything between 2 to 6 weeks, then I think you'll find they could go on the attack.
We're getting a fair few text messages. Souths, Robert Jennings and George Burgess.
Yeah, Robert Jennings, I was told about 3 days ago, TK, he was virtually on the way out the door, but it's still a situation they're trying to work on in terms of salary cap. Alex Johnson's been linked to the Cowboys to replace Ben Barber. If he goes, then Jennings would certainly stay. But it's still a salary cap issue with Jennings. As for Burgess, there was a couple of rumours around, one being Brisbane, wrong, and the other one being Super League, wrong. He wants to stay here. He wants to stay with his brothers. But again, South have apparently been quite upfront with him, saying that we need to work out our cap. At the moment, there's not enough money there for you. But as the season goes on, they're hoping that it can be viable and they can re-sign George Burgess. He knows where he stands at the club. He just wants to get him with his footy. But at the moment, yes, he is unsigned.
And Alex Johnson?
Yeah, Wayne Bennett is denying the fact that he will let him go to the Cowboys. But I do know Alex Johnson wants to play fullback. But more importantly, he wants fullback money. And this could be his last chance to really get the money that he thinks he deserves.
Dean, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.